Hello, friends and audiobook fans. Today's episode is one of my top recommended titles from 2021. One of the most frequent questions we hear from listeners is whether we'd consider expanding on our theme and taking a deeper look into fiction and other sources of fascinating ideas. If you're one of our listeners who asked for this, we heard you and thank you for your suggestions. We'll be hard at work behind the scenes for the rest of this year, creating something we hope you'll love. Until then, we hope you enjoy this episode, and I look forward to sharing more with you in 2022. What does it mean to live with a sense of inadequacy or regret while contemplating the passing of time? Today I'm taking a turn with fiction because this next title is one to remember. Welcome to Audiobook Reviews in 5. This is Yana, also known as Jana. And in today's episode, I'm reviewing The Midnight Library, written by Matt Haig and read by Carey Mulligan. Everyone's lives are touched by mental illness. Like nearly one in five people, author Matt Haig suffers from depression, which he wrote about in his 2016 memoir, Reasons to Stay Alive. The Midnight Library is fiction, but it plays out like a thought experiment or allegory that illuminates Haig's philosophy of life. The story begins with a main character, Nora Seed, who finds herself in a place called the Midnight Library, where she's offered what seems like an infinite number of books, each representing choices to explore other lives she might have lived. Nora believes her life has been full of misery and regret, and she feels she has let everyone down, including herself. The books in the Midnight Library enable Nora to live other lives as herself, but each offers a different path by addressing her regrets, one by one. I don't usually review fiction on this podcast, but I'm recommending this title because even though I read it weeks ago, I still think about the premise of this story often and how it might apply to my own life. It made me reevaluate my assumptions about roads not taken and reframed my perspective on ideas about self-determination and free will. One reason I love this story is how Haig explores Nora's delight in her alternate lives, while he's adept at illustrating the drawbacks of each choice through Nora's increasing awareness that there is no perfect life path. The novel's pacing keeps things fun, allowing Nora to experience careers as an Olympian and rock star, undoing old breakups, realizing her dreams of becoming a glaciologist, managing a winery, and living in various locations around the world. Haig is brilliant at showing us that wherever we go, we bring ourselves and our beliefs to any given situation. Here's one of my favorite quotes from the book. "It is not lives we regret not living that are the real problem. It is the regret itself. It's the regret that makes us shrivel and wither and feel like our own and other people's worst enemy. We can't tell if any of these other versions would have been better or worse. Those lives are happening, it is true. But you are happening as well. And that is the happening we have to focus on." Now, criticism of this book tends to fall into three categories. Some perceive a lack of depth in the characters, or they feel the plot is too predictable, or they feel the subject matter is cliched and depressing or does not handle the topic of depression responsibly. Here's my response to those points. First, I'll grant critics that Nora Seed isn't the most complex character ever written. But as I said, this story seems more like an entertaining thought experiment or allegory. It's not purely character-driven. Secondly, the plot isn't totally surprising once you know about Haig's experience with depression, so I think the marketing of this book as fantasy or sci-fi is somewhat misleading. It will set up fans of those genres for disappointment. Thirdly, I won't argue with someone's personal experience of what is cliche or depressing, but consider how many people cannot see the cliches or irony in their own lives, even as they judge others. Ultimately, stories have emotional power over us, and great stories stay with us for a lifetime. Haig's charming style made this listen impossible to put down, and although it covers some heavy subject matter, The Midnight Library is an easy listen, beautifully narrated by British actress Carey Mulligan, who brings Nora's character to life in so many different contexts. Haig has expressed in interviews that he wrote this book as a kind of therapy for himself, and a way of dealing with his own doubts and worries about the passing of time, and that he hopes readers may find comfort in the story. The maxim repeated throughout this novel, quote, "The only way to learn is to live," unquote, is paradoxical if readers assume that Haig is trying to teach us something merely through reading. But it works beautifully if we interpret it as a deeply felt call to action, an inspiration to live our lives more consciously. If that theme intrigues or inspires you, then add this title to your list of future listens. That's all for this episode of Audiobook Reviews in 5. Thanks for listening. If you've not yet done so, please follow us on Facebook and subscribe to Audiobook Reviews in 5 on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, and many others. By subscribing, you help increase the profile of this podcast and chances of other listeners finding it. I look forward to checking in with you all again soon. Please stay safe and be well.